It's Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning. I'm Ian McLennan for Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barrie 360. Fire at a plant in Barrie that makes paper straws. First responders headed to BioEcho Products on Saunders Road last night. Fire official tells Barrie 360 it appears overheated machinery sparked the flames. No word about any smoke damage to neighboring units. Well, this was quite the journey. A Dodge TRX pickup truck stolen early Monday from a home on Larder Street in Innisfil drew in cops from South Simcoe, York Region, OPP, and Toronto. The vehicle spotted in those jurisdictions traveling at a high rate of speed. Eventually, the truck was located in Toronto, but no arrests have been made. Well, the clock is ticking on TikTok in the U.S. Senators have passed a controversial bill that could see TikTok banned in America. It gives TikTok's Chinese owner 9 months to sell its stake, or the app will be blocked in the U.S. The move comes over fears data about millions of Americans could land in Chinese government hands. President Joe Biden says he'll sign the bill into law as soon as it lands on his desk, and that will likely be today. The bill was part of a large bundle of legislation that also approved $95 billion in war aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. $61 billion for Ukraine comes as the country needs new firepower to fend off stepped-up attacks by Russia. A year after a deadly shooting at a private elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee Republicans have passed a bill that would let some teachers and staff carry concealed handguns at schools. Protesters could be heard chanting, "Blood on your hands," after yesterday's vote. If Tennessee's Republican governor signs the bill into law, a principal, school district, and law enforcement agency would have to agree to let staff carry guns. Toronto Blue Jays lost in Kansas City, score 3-2. Colorado, Nashville, Rangers, and Florida won their NHL playoff games. A windy, raw day, some sunshine, and a high to 6. That's your kickstart for Wednesday, April 24th. Back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, sometimes you have to distance yourself to get a clearer picture of what's happening around you.